this wrong. All right. All right, everyone. It's the Grim Lord here, and we've got a special Grim Articles show to do for you guys because basically the president almost got assassinated. Almost! And in fact, we're going to watch the footage right now. Now, we only have CNN right now because that's the first one I could find. But it doesn't seem like anything's doctored. It seems like the same footage I've seen on X. And by the way, definitely go to X for all the information. So, there. Hold on, let's go all the way back. No, that wasn't the one. Wasn't the... Oh, right here. Okay, here we go, guys.
See something that said, take a look at what happened.
This is history in the making, folks.
Not great history.
No, it's history, though. It's still history. Yeah. This will be in the history books. And that picture that he did with him raising his fist, that's going to be...
Yeah. That's going to be his... Roosevelt's what they say.
Yeah.
You know, I believe someone attempted to assassinate him and he got up and went about his business. Well, the thing is, where are the people trying to take out Biden? There's no, because fucking Republicans are civil. You know, it's all about rules and law.
Right.
Now, Democrats, it's all about rules and law until it's something they don't like, and then they say, fuck the rules and the laws. That's Arnold Schwarzenegger. He said that about masks.
Right.
Fuck your freedom. Yeah. Well, go back to fucking Nazi Germany.
Right. All right, now listen. Now, look, see this right there? Fight. Fight. He wanted everybody to know. That right there is his moment.
That is...
Like, a lot of people said, oh, they might not vote for Trump, but after this, they've decided. I've actually seen a lot of people on X saying, oh, yeah, I'm definitely voting for Trump now. Even Empress said she's voting for Trump. She said...
If it was just for vanity, I guarantee you that would have been the end of it. But he wants this country to be something it used to be.
And, all right.
People used to have pride in their country that they don't have now.
Right. Now, Empress said, she said, I was not going to vote for him this year, but now I'll kick myself in the ass in the future if I don't. She said, the person are so stupid because they just decided the election.
Are so stupid.
Well, they don't know, we don't know who the fuck, at the time we didn't know who it was.
Oh, okay, I got you.
Yeah. I said, that person is so stupid because they just decided the election for us.
All right.
And it's true. Well, they did.
When you think about it, that been the Democrats' whole strategy is try to do whatever you can to get him where he can't be in office.
Yeah.
They've tried to impeach him. They've tried to sue the crap out of him and keep him tied up. They've tried to have him thrown in jail. Only thing left is to try to kill him. And, you know, MSNBC's for weeks has been talking about this. Like, we've tried everything. The only thing you can do is kill him, I guess. And now the attempt's been made. That's what makes me think probably a plant. Because there's, well, you should expect it.
Right. What we're seeing is gunman behind attempted assassination on Trump has head blown off. And yes, we have his picture. I've got the picture. It's been all over X.
Well,
people have been sharing.
I ain't got to see. Now I've been at work all day. All
right. There was a rally goer killed. We have to talk about the rally goer. The shooter identified... Oh, excuse me. The gunman suspecting the attempted assassination attempt on President Donald Trump Saturday was shot and killed by Secret Service. The shooter, identified only as a white male, was in an elevated sniper position located hundreds of yards away from Trump's podium in Butler, Pennsylvania, as he spoke to a campaign crowd, sources said. A person being removed by police officers from the stands after shots were fired at Trump. Police snipers returned five after shots were fired during the rally. Former President Trump holding his ear after shots rang out in a rally. President Trump's attempted assassin was not in the secure area for his speech, but used a sniper rifle from a rooftop across the field from the rally. Shortly after he fired his shot, Secret Service agents killed him. 400 feet away.
400 feet. You had to divide that by three. Around about three, and you'll get your yards.
Okay, here we go.
Can I see, man? Okay. I can't see the guy down.
Why is he still there?
I think they hit him, but the guy, he looks dead.
Oh, yeah, they got him. They got him right after he did it.
You can see the guy down. I think they hit him, but the guy, he looks dead.
He looks dead.
He's dead, for sure.
He looks dead. And it sounded very...
Arabic. It was an Arabic guy.
I didn't even think Arabic.
Oh, yeah. He's Mexican. I heard Arabic.
He looks dead. It's all right.
And some idiots, now the left is all saying, it was a blood pack, a blood pill.
The left is retarded.
Blood pill. They're saying it was a blood pill. It's like, everybody argued with.
So what was Biden's mishaps? A shit pill? I mean, the man shits his pants on a daily basis. They have footage of him farting at a function, and people, all they can do is laugh at him, and he looks so confused, he just shit his pants.
They've got a damn thing that literally says, it was a blood pill that...
Oh, sure.
Yeah, Trump used a blood pill to... No.
Yeah, that piece of ear missing looks like
it says this pill. Is not Steve Scott. Oh, it says that is not, I repeat, not a gunshot wound. He faked it with a blood pill, nothing more. If that is a gunshot wound, they use BB gun, you fucking clowns.
The left don't know what a gunshot is because they can't shoot nothing.
Right.
Thus, today's incident.
What happened is the bullet grazed the president, and the president did a fucking Dark Souls parry and moved his head to the right just at the second that the bullet grazed him. And if the bullet, and if he hadn't moved his head just at that right time, it would have got him.
Yeah. Oh, that's the Lord watching him. The man realized, I think Trump knows he's in the Matrix, and he...
Yeah, people are posting that.
That's what I... Oh.
People are posting that. By the way, I know there's some memes.
There's bullet time camera.
There it is. Uh-oh. There's the shooter. That's one of them we wanted to show you. Right there.
Yeah. Hard to see any brains.
You know, I've got that, but they probably won't let you see that on the... No, they won't let you see that. I'll have to show you that.
Warning, what I'm about to show you is extremely graphic, but fuck, I don't care. Did I even save it? Maybe not, because it was really fucking gory. But I can get it back off X again. It's not a big deal. Shouldn't be. Oh, shit. Oh, yeah, here we go. They keep saying it's Crooks. They keep saying Thomas Matthew Crooks ID'd as the suspect who shot at Donald Trump at his PA rally. Crooks was 20 years old from Bethel Park, Pennsylvania, which was about 40 miles south of the Butler rally. An AR-15 was reportedly recovered at the scene. Now let's see what Colin has to say now. Update. FBI confirms the suspect was Thomas Matthew Crooks. So there you go.
Well, don't know who he... I don't know who the fuck that is. Except now, I guess the guy tried to shoot Trump.
Yep, that's him. It's beginning to look like the media was wrong. Thomas Matthew Crooks is not the shooter. The shooter had the face of Maxwell Yurick and the ear of Kenan Hooper. Something's not right. It said it's a cover-up. Yeah. Okay, there's the picture on the bottom of the guy being completely, like, there's the gory picture. But people are really confused here. So here's the gory picture right there. The gory picture's on the right. It's him literally fucking just completely. Yeah, and then, of course, you have, they're not sure what's going on. Something is not right with MSM's reporting.
MSNBC?
No. And it said this is Matthew Yurick, arrested in 2016 for assaulting police in an anti-Trump protest. So they're trying to say it might be Matthew Yurick, because it looks more like him.
I figured they had him identified.
Well, yeah, but it's hard for us to, let's see. Donated to Dems. Crooks Thomas, not employed? Not employed! Non-employed.
Well, that's a terrible shot.
Earmarked for Progressive Turnout Project. Man. Committee, Act Blue.
So, basically, slightly... 133 yards. You think a football field plus 33 yards.
Mm-hmm.
Not a hard shot.
And he's saying that he's not the guy. Thomas Matthew Crooks just made a freaking video on Jew-gazing an hour ago. Basically said, I'm not the guy.
Yeah.
I hate Republicans. I hate Trump. And guess what? You got the wrong guy.
That's an hour. Now, here's the issue with that. That was made an hour ago. How long ago did Trump get assassinated? Well, almost assassinated, and the guy got killed? Several hours ago. So that was just made. So the thing is, the FBI literally got the wrong guy. Because if that guy's able to make a video to say, hey,
well, obviously,
I'm the guy, and the FBI's confirmed it, then we've got some problems.
Well, it is the FBI.
True.
FBI's been known to fuck shit up in not a great way.
For further clarification, the suspect is still being reported as Thomas Matthew Crooks, but some images and videos being shared online are not the real suspect. Investigators are now reportedly at his home. Oh, wow. So we don't know. It's a rich, white, wealthy neighborhood.
Let's kill this bastard so we're right.
Let's see. So many witnesses saying they alerted police and Secret Service of a suspicious man on the roof
Charlie
of the gun.
Kern said something about it.
For Trump, and we, as Trump started, I noticed two officers that were looking for something or somebody. I was looking around myself and seeing a guy on top of one of the buildings go in between one building to the next. And went and told the officer that he was up there. And when I went back to my spot, I heard that people could still see the person from where they were standing. So I checked that out. And I went and went back to tell the officer that if he came over there, he could see them. And when I turned my back is when the shots started. And then it took me a second or two to figure out exactly what it was. And then it was just getting out of there and helping some other person out with her child. And we got out, and that was the end of that, and I went and left, and that was all.
Just take...
My God. So, yeah, that's...
Yeah. People not... And that burns my tail. Like, our town's police department, the more I work at where I work, the more I find out they don't really do anything. You feel more, I guess, not helpless, because, of course, I know how to defend myself, but, you know, more like they're not out to help you, or don't have, you know, people's safety in mind or anything.
So there's some interesting thing here. They said that the person people are IDing as the shooter is in fact not the shooter. He has some rando on Twitter that appears to be his name, but he's trolling everyone. You have it backwards. Some rando on Twitter was shitposting, claiming to be the guy ID'd as the shooter, because he's basically his doppelganger. He took that video down and just now turned his whole account protected. Wow. That is fucking crazy.
Oh, so the guy just happens to look like that Matthew whatever. Okay.
The FBI is wiping all of his social media, Facebook, Instagram, X, YouTube, and keeping his manifesto. We'll only know what they want us to know. If he's a member of certain groups, political, or social movements, we'll probably not ever know anything about him. And there is some information here. They have found that he was a Republican. Active. Date of birth, 2003. Are you an annual mail-in or absentee voter? No. The National Post has him listed as Act Blue. So it's really hard to tell.
That sounds like there's a lot of plenty.
There's a lot shit. Of shit. And then somebody's got his house. Wow, this is just so much. People are saying it's all a show. It's a lot going on. There's so much going on right now. It's hard to tell what the truth is.
I'm pretty certain I've got a good idea.
Well, it's that guy, but it's not... Somebody just woke up. Oh, the sticks just woke up to see the news. They're saying, no way. Of course, the shooter was a beta male. Not surprised.
I don't know all this labeling.
Yeah, but that's what they're saying. He was a beta male.
Oh. Well, they just can't face the facts that people that think that way do retarded shit.
Right.
They gotta label them. So, that'd be like, oh, that guy had glasses. So,
yeah,
obviously,
right.
The Grim Lord.
Yeah, yeah.
Psychotic freak, too.
Well, see, like, people would say, oh, you look like Dahmer. Yeah, sure, with my glasses. A lot of people have that geeky look with the glasses.
Well,
Dahmer
sure, with
like
that man meat in your mouth. But, put aside, you use ranch. He ate them raw. I mean, come on now.
But
people labeling.
You take the glasses off, and I don't look like him. And they were even trying to say that this guy did. Oh, that guy looks like Dahmer. Yeah, he has those glasses. You take the glasses off, it's completely different. Glasses make people look kind of geeky. That's just
what does it matter if he looked like anybody?
Well, people try to say, oh, he's like Dahmer. Like, you know, when the Dahmer documentary came out on Netflix, it traumatized a bunch of people to the point that now they think that everybody freaking looks like...
Well, people just...
Yeah, it's fucking ridiculous, man. It's crazy. And I'm not...
Sounds like people that have nothing to do.
Yeah, and I'm obviously not finding any other information. But yeah, that's what we've got, guys. We don't know who the hell actually shot him. I mean, if you want to go ahead and try to piece that together, you can. There's a picture there. We've got it right here. We've had it up here for a while now. If you think you can find, you know, unsolved mysteries. If you think you can find out who did this before the FBI throws something together, as they always do, go ahead. But, I don't know. Can we zoom in on this motherfucker? Probably not. Obtained by the New York Post. You'd have to actually have the picture itself and zoom in and zoom in and zoom in. And I'm sure people are trying to do that. Look for the ear and everything else, because it's really hard to tell. But they did find that the shirt the guy was wearing was just like the shirt that the other guy was wearing. It's so fucking insane. And then we've got... Well, who was the other person that died?
Like those raffles.
The last thing, though. Who... An audience member. One person in the audience died as a result of the shooting. We do not know who that person is. Left one spectator dead and critically injured two others. That's WAPO. A gunman killed at least one person in an assassination attempt. At least they're using the term assassination attempt now.
Yeah.
Saturday's attack marked the first assassination attempt of a president or presidential candidate since Ronald Reagan in 1981.
Yep, they're trying to save face because they know what, this isn't going to slow down. If anything, they're going to start getting called out for trying to say, oh, it's a hoax,
AP. This is considered to be the most non-biased fucking source in the damn world. They literally said, FBI identify suspect. And, yep, there it is. Thomas Matthew Crooks, 20, said the person who was killed and two people were critically injured, all adult males, but didn't release names yet. They may not release the names, so we may not know who was killed yet. Let's see. That seems to be it. Of course, we have one attendee was killed. Trump injured, but fine. I'm not seeing anything here about... No, I'm not finding it. And of course, they were trying to say that many Republicans quickly blamed the violence on Biden and his allies, arguing that sustained attacks on Trump as a threat to democracy have created a toxic environment. They pointed in particular to a comment Biden made to the donors on July 8th, saying it's time to put Trump in the bullseye.
Yeah.
I mean, there you go.
And they were trying to have him thrown away for saying...
Yeah.
You got to fight like hell, calmly and peacefully protest.
Yep.
Yeah, they take that part out of the news feed, though. And then Biden says something like that, I bet it goes away like the wind. You won't ever hear about it again.
Oh, no, Biden had something to say about this, and I was... I want to hear it myself. Man,
we did it. We beat Medicare. You sure did, Joe. You beat the hell out of beat it half to death.
Biden refuses to call shooting assassination attempt.
Well, because he don't.
Okay, here he goes. We can laugh at this one.
Boy, go ahead. He said, go ahead and shoot a bullet at me. I'll stop it with my teeth. Okay, you're the boss. Pow! Yay, everybody.
Folks, I've been thoroughly briefed by all the agencies of the federal government as to the situation, based on what we know now. I have tried to get a hold of Donald. He's with his doctors. Apparently he's doing well. I plan on talking to them shortly, I hope, when I get back to the telephone. Look, there's no place in America for this kind of violence. It's sick. It's sick. It's one of the reasons why we have to unite this country.
You're sick.
We cannot allow for this to be happening. We cannot be like this. We cannot condone this.
Everybody, grab a child. Sniff them down.
I want to thank the Secret Service and all the agencies, including the state agencies, that have been engaged in making sure that people who, and we have more detail to come relative to other other people maybe injured in the audience. I don't have all that detail. We'll make that available to you. I may be able to come back a little later tonight, but we'll put out a statement if we don't.
Are you sure that's past your bedtime?
It's not convenient
exactly.
for you. But the bottom line is that the Trump rally was a rally that he should have been able to be conducted peacefully without any problem. But the idea that there's political violence or violence in America like this is just unheard of. It's just not appropriate. And everybody must condemn it. Everybody. I'll keep you informed, and if I am able to speak to Donald, I'll let you know that as well. But so far, it appears he's doing well, number one. Number two, that they're thoroughly investigating what happened to anyone else in the audience. We have some reports, but not final reports. And every agency in the federal government, I'm going back to my phone to speak with the federal agencies that are being put together again to give me an updated briefing. Has anything happened? They learned any more in the last couple hours. So thank you very much, and I hope I get to speak to them tonight, and I'll get back to you if I do, okay? I don't know enough to. I have an opinion, but I don't have any facts. So I want to make sure we have all the facts before I make any more comments. Thank you.
I have an opinion, but I don't have any facts.
There's a close up.
Yeah. Okay. Does that look like a fucking blood pack to you? No.
I mean, extremely lucky.
Yeah.
Extremely.
And you're someone that knows a lot about firearms. So
sometimes a bullet doesn't even have to touch what it's aiming at. Just the sound wave around it from going, of course, is breaking the sound barrier.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Well, yeah, it's going well over, I believe, sound barrier is like 700, 800 miles an hour. And a bullet can go well over 1,500 feet per second.
Wow.
Yeah, that's why you don't see them until you get hit with them.
It's crazy. I didn't even realize it. Yeah, it's a hell of a... I mean, they're trying to say, oh, it's a blood pack. No, that person knows absolutely nothing about fucking guns and... Just idiots on Twitter that don't know anything about guns. There are some people on there that do, and unfortunately, it's not some rando.
Well, and an AR round tends to tumble in the body, too.
I didn't know that.
Well, it's just one of those things. But, I mean, they shoot straight.
Huh. Yeah, well.
133... yard shot by a liberal.
Yep. All right. Well, I think that's pretty much all we have to say on this. It is what it shows to me is, I mean, there's something going on. People are threatened.
And not the kind with, you know, independent thoughts.
Yeah,
it's the sheep of America. The ones that follow whatever seems comfortable to them, whether it's good for them or not.
And to be fair, Biden did condemn the violence, so we have to at least.
Well, yeah, he said, "I better, or they'll suspect me."
But anyway,
ice cream for everybody. Give the shooter some ice cream. Oh, he's dead. Oh, bedtime for everybody after ice cream.
But yeah, there's unhinged people out there, guys. America is definitely changing into a completely different country than what we're used to, and this is just the beginning. Think about if this continues, because there could be more. If there's one, there could be more. And by the way, there are several libs on TikTok that have made statements, by the way. And you know what? You know, I kind of want to play these statements.
If it's anything calling to violence, I feel like they should be held to the full extent of the law.
Oh, yeah.
That goes into the same category as yelling fire in a crowded theater. You cannot do it. That is against the law.
Right. So let's see here. They said...
It's a call to violence. Any call to violence should be taken as a real threat.
No, no, no. Hold on. There's a few of them that I have. Okay. Hoping it's a white person.
Did you hear that someone tried to shoot at Trump? And I was like, yep. And we were talking about it. She was watching the news actively. And I was like, I just really, really hope. Because she was the person who broke the news to me that a person had been unalived and that the shooter was also unalived. And I was like, I just really hope that the shooter is white. Like, I hope that the shooter is white. Because even if the shooter is white and some hyper-leftist with manifestos and all kinds of stuff, at least they're white. If the shooter is brown or black,
at least they're white, right? Oh, there's more. Oh, my God, there was some takes. There's a whole thing on loops of TikTok that... Oh, here we go.
John Wilkes Booth.
Okay, all right. Here we go. Hold on.
John Wilkes Booth, if you can hear us, if you are with us, please, please, John Wilkes Booth, if you're listening, please.
Let me get this straight, dumbass. You have a fully reloaded shotgun, but you chose to use a one bullet.
We're not even sending our best to fucking assassinate. Because what the hell was that? Lee Harvey Oswald would never, bitch. John Wilkes Booth would never.
You know, JFK was a Democrat. But a lot of his views are more Republican
now. Also, the person that, at Trump, at his rally, was exercising that right that all of those Republicans were fighting for. So, can you really blame him?
That's what they're saying. That's what they're saying. They're like, okay.
We don't miss those! Come on, man! Fuck! We don't miss those! One shot at greatness to be mentioned in the history books! And you miss the shot? Fuck!
That's what we got. These are real fucking people, folks.
If I weren't a Christian.
I just wanted to let you know. That's what we've got. That's literally what we've got. Fucking crazy.
Kick some ass wholesale.
Now here's an interesting slot.
So we walked and watched and listened to the rally, right? We couldn't see him, but we could hear him. So we walked up, and probably 5 to 7 minutes of Trump speaking, I'm estimating here, I have no idea, you know, but we noticed the guy crawling, bear crawling up the roof of the building beside us, 50 feet away from us. So we're standing there, you know, we're pointing at the guy crawling up the roof.
And he had a gun, right?
He had a rifle. A rifle. We could clearly see him with a rifle, absolutely. We're pointing at him. The police are down there running around on the ground. We're like, hey, man, there's a guy on the roof with a rifle. And the police are like, huh, what? You know, like they didn't know what was going on. You know, we're like, hey, right here on the roof. We can see him from right here. We see him. You know, he's crawling.
What?
And next thing you know, I'm thinking to myself, why is Trump still speaking? Why have they not pulled him off the stage? I'm standing there pointing at him for, you know, 2 or 3 minutes. Secret Service is looking at us from the top of the barn. I'm pointing at that roof, just standing there like this. And next thing you know, 5 shots ring out.
So you're certain that the shots came from that guy on the roof?
100%. 100%.
And he was up there for a couple of minutes.
He was up there.
You saw him up there for a couple of minutes.
Absolutely. At least 3 to 4 minutes.
And you were telling the police and the Secret Service?
We were telling the police. We were pointing at him for the Secret Service, who were looking at us from the top of the barn. They were looking at us the whole time when we were standing by that tree.
Could they see
binoculars?
Could they see it?
Probably not, because the roof, the way the slope went, he was behind where they could see. But But why is there not Secret Service on all of these roofs here? I mean, this is not a big place.
Did you see, I mean, obviously everyone, when the shooting started, everyone was very panicked. Did you see what happened to him at all?
Oh yeah, they blew his head off.
Okay, sorry.
Secret Service blew his head off.
Okay, we just be careful because we don't know quite who's watching, but you're pretty sure they shot the guy?
Absolutely, 100%.
Okay.
Yep.
You saw that happen?
Yep.
Okay.
Yep.
And did you see them go up to him afterwards, or...?
They crawled up on the roof. They had their guns pointed at him, make sure he was dead. He was dead, and that was it. It was over. And watch.
That's it right there.
But the thing is, it could have been stopped before it ever got started.
Yeah.
I mean, you can't tell me all these bystanders are seeing this and not one cop can see it. Or I think something's up. That's kind of like at the Capitol where they were letting them in the Capitol. Like, something is up. You wouldn't believe it until you saw it.
The sniper looking at the shooter. Wow, I'm looking at him right now. Wow, look at that. You could see the fucking shooter. Like, this sniper, he's looking at the sniper's looking at the shooter.
Shoot the motherfucker.
Yep. That's it.
Like, what are you waiting for? If you know he's not with y'all, obviously,
yeah,
he isn't meant to be there.
Exactly. It just
astonishes me how stupid some people are. And people that should be smart enough to know.
Mm-hmm.
Like, if you're a cop... And you can't tell someone with a gun is a threat. Yeah, something's wrong with your brain.
I don't know, man. It's a crazy situation right now.
Well,
I don't know
I'm
how
I'm saying
this...
even if it was a toy gun.
Yeah.
You would... That Hey, plenty of people get shot pulling toy guns on cops, too. But... If they have any intelligence, they pretty much know what's going to happen when they pull that out of their pocket or jacket or whatever. They're going to get shot.
Yeah. It's crazy, man. It just... I mean, they got him, but they got him as soon as he did what he did. So it's the craziest...
What? One person, three others...
He injured two people and killed one. Yes, he killed one person in the audience.
Yep.
And it is a very, just very kind of suspicious thing now.
Well, you know, and Charlie Kirk was talking about mm-hmm. it. What was it? What is his name? I listen to him all the time. And he's a former Secret Service. And he's on Rumble. Mm-hmm. But anyway... he said that they need to, you know, hit up FBI and start killing pensions, firing people in charge, all that, because they were alerted well before the rally ever even started. Not to mention the people that saw the guy mm-hmm. at the rally. There were people that alerted the FBI at least a week or more before the event ever happened.
Oh my God, Myron Gaines or whatever, you know, Admiral Fuddle is now going to react to the Trump assassination attempt because, as we know, fresh and fit, one of those guys is a former federal agent for DHS.
Oh, really?
Department of Home. Yeah, that was the big thing. The big Manosphere channel, and that was it. Trump won, Sneeko. Donald Trump shot at emergency broadcast, Trump. Oh, yeah, on Rumble, it's going to be all on there.
Oh, yeah.
God bless Donald Trump. Trump won. Sneeko, of course. I have no idea how that
guy
got so popular.
Well, you think about it. I mean, what a stroke of luck that he turned his head for a moment.
Right. It's just crazy how that happened. Sports. Viral. FBI has identified the shooter as Democrat voter.
Not even luck. I think God had a hand in that.
Mm-hmm.
He knows where this country's going if we don't have our own representation.
I've been predicting Trump assassination attempt on InfoWars. Really?
Well, InfoWars, of course, I'll tell you.
Probable course of action, in my opinion, of the enemy, meaning the Uniparty, both are the China First
Republicans, the hijackers of America, and the
China First Democrats. They're going to continue to try to keep him off the ballot where they can, try to make it so that he is not able to secure the necessary delegates going into the RNC convention. And if he
does, which they charged him for doing himself, trying.
Right. And so remember, the RNC convention is going to be in Milwaukee. So we're looking at July. If he ends up securing, if they're not able to block him from getting the majority and securing the nomination in July, I suspect that the Uniparty is going to go ahead and put Michelle Obama as president for the Democrats and Gavin Newsom as the VP.
So let's answer this question. No one has said this. And we want to get Trump in. He's the real president. We know that. It's almost worse for them if they kill him or steal it. What happens if they steal this again? They already saw the second, third order response that was devastated them. Ivan Ranklin, what happens if they steal it again? Or what happens if they kill Trump?
That's what I was going to get to, the most dangerous course of action, right? That's the most dangerous.
I mean, what does that do? I mean,
I will say
they turned him into literally Obi-Wan Kenobi.
Yeah, one point. So they either try to foist, if he's going to basically win, they're going to try to foist a Nikki Haley or another handler like they did in the first term. But that's still too dangerous. So for them, right? Because we're coming for him, right? We're going to clean house. So then what do? They're going to potentially go to the 1960s model where they do an MLK, JFK, or an RFK
kill a bunch of people
on him. On Trump, right?
And once they start killing, I think they'll stop at Trump.
Well, here's what I'll say. And this is a message directly to every single person on the deep state target list. My assessment, Ivan Raiklin's assessment, that if you assassinate any political presidential candidate, whether it's RFK, whether it's Trump, guess what? America will do the following immediately. They will respond in kind, and they know who you are because we've created the list. So if you
and that's a major Rubicon, they should know that
immediately. You're gonna see immediately response, and there are only a few buildings in Washington D.C. that they will probably do that.
Well, I hope that's not the case, but these people are crazy.
And having said that, if they do that, option two behind Trump is going to be so much better for us and so much worse.
I was about to say, if they kill him, that's best case scenario from a sick level. From a sick level beating him, oh, please kill him, which I don't, I mean, but it's so good after that.
Oh, it's going to be the best cleansing and the fastest cleansing that we've ever seen in my lifetime. I assess with almost certainty, with the highest level of confidence, that if they assassinate Trump, it is so game over for them, and it's going to be so fast.
I'm actually scared of that, though. It's so explosive.
It is.
Yeah, he's right.
That's why, I mean, it's basically, it's a warning to them, right? If they cross the Rubicon, you saw how popular he was, I mean, by just prosecuting.
When I get close to the side guys, it's not a pussy thing. I start getting tears because my brain goes in overdrive. And when I start hearing about Trump being sassy, I start, like, literally, because my brain is like...
No, I've thought through this. I mean, you think through this. It's a chess game, right? Second, third, fourth move, fifth move. And if they do that, it's...
Well, I pray for Trump not to be killed.
It's going to accelerate.
If they're dumb enough to kill him, though, they have literally handed us total victory.
Yeah. And guess... So here's my assessment.
I think they're dumb enough to do it, though.
And then it begs the question, well, who within the deep state or the globalist uniparty is going to be the one behind that potential assassination? I say there's two main options that I've thought through. Number one, they call on John Kerry to coordinate with his Iranian buddy Mullahs, right?
Oh, yeah. To then, they're going to activate super cells.
They're going to make it look like the Iranians.
I agree. You're a genius. I agree. They're going to use Iranians. That's what's being set up.
And that's what's
don't be giving them any ideas.
Going on with Iran.
They're going to claim Iran.
No, that's what they're doing.
Oh, my God. That's it.
Yep.
That's it.
Yep.
They're going to say it's Iranians.
Iranians a couple years
ago. Or number two.
At Mar-a-Lago.
Just like, yeah, exactly. Just like the FBI did in the 60s on
No one's going to buy it. No, if you kill Trump, folks, we know it's not the Iranians.
Right. John Kerry, if you're listening in, we are watching all your communications, maybe. Or maybe not.
Well, don't say it like that.
You're dead on
or maybe not.
Probably not.
Because I already did a Mar-a-Lago story a few years ago.
Yeah, absolutely. Remember they did the little video trying to like make it look like... Because at the end of the day, Iran has a vested interest, right? Because they want payback.
And Iran is definitely in bed with the left.
Yeah. Absolutely.
Jesus Christ.
And so, which begs the question, I'm going to ask you this question, Alex. Who then takes the reign if they do that to Trump?
I don't know.
What do you think? You do know.
Who? Tucker Carlson?
I mean, think about it. Who's in the best position to completely castrate the deep state and crush the commies? That has the understanding of the national security order to go ahead
Elon
and
Musk.
Just clean house.
Oh, my
he
God.
He can't be president.
Elon Musk.
He can't be president.
He's South African.
No, he's going to be vital in the conversation. I just think that General Flynn becomes the inevitable leader.
Oh, General Flynn, obviously. Yeah, yeah.
General Flynn.
It's inevitable if they do that. So think about it. Trump's probably going to be better for them. Because if General Flynn, I mean, think about it. The people that General Flynn would bring into the administration.
The globalists are all going to prison.
Oh, my God. Yeah, yeah. General, yeah, we get him in.
Breaking news.
Hold
it
on.
It was just an assassination attempt.
We won't go Trump through that. It's just.
He was speaking at a rally.
But yeah, we're.
Gunshots.
Yeah. So, yeah. Okay, guys. So. That's all we're gonna. Ooh, isn't that interesting? Look, it's windows in there.
Infinity.
Yeah. But all right, guys. So, yeah, that's literally how simplistic my shit is. Some people are like, oh, it's so. Yeah, it's literally that simplistic. So, at any rate, guys, yeah, this will be the Grim Lord. And I guess we're out for this small little Grim Articles show special on the Trump assassination. And, of course, Dig, you know, like that fucking Mudvayne song. Dig, because you need to dig. The FBI is probably not giving.
Do your homework.
Yes, FBI is not going to give you all the information.
Definitely don't take the news.
Yeah, because it's already not fucking adding up as it is, and there's trolling going on, and deep fakes, AI. There's a lot of shit that can really
throw on there.
Yeah,
confusion.
Yeah, so you got to use your head. All right, guys, so we're out of here, and we will see you next time. I'm out. It's my birthday. I'm going to party. I'll see you guys on Thursday.
Later.
Or, well, maybe sooner, but who knows.